David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Conkirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Sha-na-na and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together.
What a fine looking Jew.
You don't need Deck the Halls or Jingle Bell Rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish.
Well, it's that time of year again, Ken.
And what time is it?
Time for the 12 Days of Dumb.
Because this is the time of year, as we all know, and fortunately for us, that stupid never takes a day off.
You got it.
It's December. Especially during our season.
We'll get to that. It's December 14th. It is the first day of the first day of Christmas of the 12. It's also, last night, Sunday night, was the last evening of Hanukkah.
Yes, and once again, our house did not burn down, so we survived.
You lit all 8 candles successfully?
I did. The only thing I burned was a certain finger on my right hand. We won't go into.
Interesting thing about that, for those of you who are not of the persuasion and do not celebrate Hanukkah, you use new candles each night. And so you first night you use one, then two, and then three, and then four. I think you've used 64 by the time the whole thing is there. Just light them all at once, save time.
Yes, and you can buy these box sets, which conveniently come with 63 candles.
It's like hot dogs and rolls.
You got to find a used one, so I got a bargain for you.
Yeah, such a deal.
I'll tell a tale, 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 tale. Yeah, of Maccabees in Israel, L, L, L. Yeah, when the Greeks tried to assail, sail, sail, sail. Yeah, but it was all to no avail, veil, veil, veil. Yeah, yeah, the war went on and on and on until the mighty Greeks were gone. Yeah,
I put my lockers in the air sometimes, saying hey, oh, spin the dreidel. Just wanna celebrate for all 8 nights, singing hey, oh, light the candle. We say,
as my partner said, nothing says taking a holiday like stupid. So just change the location, few names. This is You Can't Make It Up. We do one every month or so. And really? But now we're gonna do 12 in a row, 12 days in a row, folks. They were the Maccabees, not to be confused with the Maccabees.
No.
And that
song
is
either way.
Yes, and that song is Candlelight, put to a hip hop beat, I guess, huh? Happy Hanukkah, partner.
I can't imagine why this never made the power rotation when you and I were working.
We didn't have the right program director. He's Ken.
And so is he.
And we'll be 7 years and 2 weeks old as a show. We've been bringing you this absurd podcast. After 5 years ago today, my partner here introduced us to a game that has everything you could ever want in your man cave.
Assuming that you have very low tastes.
Yeah, it's got beer.
Standards.
This game includes beer. It has fast action, colorful player names, beer, hot babes, beer.
Did you mention beer?
I didn't. Beer, cash prizes, and, well, compadre, as they say in the spinagogue, let the good times roll.
Thank you very much. Anyway, for those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, it has to do with a thing called a dreidel.
Hmm.
And a dreidel is a child's toy. It's a top. You spin it. And it's usually played by children in Jewish households during the Hanukkah period. Now, the dreidel has a multi-sided base. Each side has a character from the Hebrew alphabet. You spin the dreidel, and then it stops spinning, and then it falls down, and whatever character is on the top when it falls, that determines what you win or don't win during the game, all right?
It's kind of like a roulette wheel in a casino, I guess, but not really.
If only.
If only.
It's really a dumb, low-tech, boring, stupid game. No skill. Mm-hmm. Well, that was until a few years ago when some bright entrepreneurs turned it into an adult competitive sport, which is now known as Major League Dreidel.
Ah, do they have like bubblegum cards and fantasy leagues?
That's coming.
Okay.
Major League Dreidel, or MDL as they now call it, And it has teams and leagues and conferences, each with their own commissioner, which they call the commissioner. They have a playing area and a standard playing area, which they create and sell. Miniature stadium, which is even mentioned, they call the Spinagogue.
Which is a great name.
It is. I love it. Hmm. And by the way, they're sold out for this year. I wanted to buy one. They are literally sold out.
You know, it's funny. When we first started doing this, you know, updates on Major League Dreidel, I wanted to buy one also. They were sold out that year as well.
Hmm. I think they only made one.
You're probably right. They pass it around. And yeah.
Anyway, so the sport kind of took off. It's played mostly in bars, which is, now this is key to the game's popularity, because the game gets more fun and appealing the drunker people get.
It has to. It can't get worse.
Rather like the women at the bar get, you know, prettier closing
time.
Yes,
by 2 o'clock. Yes, right. I'm in the morning. Got it. Yeah.
And there are, as you may have alluded to, there are also some players who have gained some semi-national reputation, sort of stardom. Mm-hmm. Like one player goes by the name of the Spin-Credible Hulk. Mm-hmm. You may have heard of him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So that was a few years ago. Now let's update it. What is the state of Major League Dreidel today? And where's Bud Selig when we really need
him? I know.
Him?
Yeah. Well, you know, they actually have records that they have to try and break from past Spinagogue events. Yeah.
It.
They have records. First of all, the original home run record in Dreidel was set by Sadaharo Goldberg.
Ah. Who could forget?
Yeah, and went over to Japan, and it's easier there. The Spinagogues are shorter dimensions, easier to spin a home run.
I want to see one of those sports anchors on SportsCenter try and pronounce that.
I know.
Anyway, no, actually, they do have, given credit, they have a full slate of local, regional, and national tournaments, including, for the first time, a doubles tournament. And I think maybe they're going to get into mixed doubles.
Mixed doubles. That'll be fun with all the beer, and yeah, sure.
Well, it's not, when I say mixed doubles, I don't mean men and women teams. I mean Jews and Gentiles playing together in the spirit of harmony.
No, you guys have an advantage. You've been playing this for millennia.
We have, and how's that working out? yeah, don't get me started.
Yeah.
So I think they still need to grow the game, and I have a few modest suggestions on how they might go about doing that. All right?
I'm listening.
So how about a movie about a sports agent gone rogue, and because he went rogue, he only has one client left. And the big scene is when the client angrily calls his agent and says, and screams, "Show me the gelt!"
You can't handle the Spinagogue.
How about a Major League Dreidel video game for next year?
Yeah.
I'd call it Madden MDL 16. Not John Madden, Irving Madden.
Irving,
you get the idea.
From the Bronx.
Yeah.
Such a deal.
Oi. Now that we've alienated the entire Jewish population, and I think what would really put Major League Dreidel over the top, as it were, pun intended, in popularity on college campuses all over the country, how about Dreidel Pong?
Dreidel Pong.
You know, you've heard of beer pong, right?
Yes.
Yeah, well, Dreidel Pong. Similar idea. You set up your Spinagogue. You set it up outside in a driveway somewhere where you can't do any harm. And instead of spinning the dreidel, you toss it toward a bunch of cups full of Manischewitz. The dreidel goes in, you drink it up.
Do you have to drink it? Do you have to? It's awfully sweet.
Well, that's the one drawback of the game.
Yes.
Is that if all you're going to be drinking is Manischewitz, it'll take you about the full 8 days on. You've got to get a buzz on. But I think it has a future.
You wash it down with some gefilte fish.
Not a long one, but will you stop with that?
Major League Dreidel.
By the way, have you ever had gefilte fish?
I have. The very first Passover, last time I ever had it.
And good, because it is the worst thing on the planet.
Well, Penny loves it.
Oh, well, she loves it. To hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it. That's Major League Dreidel today.
Well, there you go. And day two of the 12 Days of Dumb, a gift for everyone I will have who screws up and makes terrible decisions. So be sure to have your Crayolas sharpened, because you're going to want to take notes on this, folks. It's Tuesday on You Can't Make It Up, otherwise known as Day 2 of the 12 Days of Dumb. On our way out, we've got more sounds of the holiday. And partner?
Ah.
Seeing as how these are your people.
Yeah, my people. It's all my fault.
Let your people go. How about you do the intro?
I would be glad to do that after I get rid of my guilt for doing this darn story in the first place. You know, we invented guilt.
I know you did.
In fact, we invented the Trinity, the Jewish Trinity.
But you have a couple of days each year where you can go atone for that, don't you?
Well, we do. Yeah. It's fear, guilt, and insecurity. That's our trinity. All right. So here they are. From, I don't know what it's from. But
it's from a Broadway musical.
Oh, okay. Hmm. The artists are Robert Creighton and Thomas Cannizzaro. Neither name sounds particularly Jewish, but the song is Rock and Roll Hanukkah.
Oi!
Bay! Marco!
Polo!
There was a time very long ago, the Jews were ruled by a mighty foe. But then this man, Judah Maccabee, led them in a battle to victory.
Back in the temple, they looked around and lit a flame mid some oil they found. They never thought it could stay ablaze, but it kept burning for 8 whole days.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2 canscomedy.com.
Let's have a rock and roll Hanukkah, a candles a night. Come have a rock and roll Hanukkah, rock the menorah with light.
We light the candles a special day,
we add a new one for each new day.
So there are 8 lined up in a row. Watch 'em burn, baby, oh, oh, oh.
So grab a cradle and make it spin.
It's fun to play, and you might win. And if you don't fail, it's no great loss. There's always latkes with apple sauce.
The oil,
the grease, dee-dee-dye-dye. They'll blame the latkes when I die. Let's have a rock and roll Hanukkah.
Guys, it's Hanukkah.
Say, happy Hanukkah.
Yeah! Night, nights, dee-dee-dee. A present, so yes, indeedy.
1, 2, I say.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's have a rock and roll Hanukkah.